Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's Health News and Informational Podcast. In this week's news we'll be looking at lumbar MRI error rates, and finally, a story about resolution of inflammation. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 575, recorded December 16th, 2016. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teeglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A study was published in the journal Spine that tested the author's hypothesis that the radiologist reports from multiple imaging centers performing a lumbar MRI exam on the same patient over a short period of time will, one, mark variability in interpretive findings, and two, have a broad range of interpretive errors. In today's healthcare climate, magnetic resonance imaging, MRIs, is often perceived as a commodity, a service where there is no meaningful differences in quality, and thus an area in which patients can be advised to select a provider based on price and convenience alone. If this prevailing view is correct, then a patient should expect to receive the same radiological diagnosis regardless of which imaging center he or she visits or which radiologist reviews the examination. Based on their extensive clinical experience, the authors believe that this assumption is not correct and that it can negatively impact patient care, outcomes, and costs. This study's conclusion found marked variability in the reported interpretive findings and a high prevalence of interpretive errors in the radiologist's reports of an MRI exam of the lumbar spine performed on the same patient at 10 different MRI centers over a short time period. As a result, the authors conclude that where a patient obtains their MRI exam and which radiologist interprets the exam may have a direct impact on their radiologic diagnosis, subsequent choice of treatment, and clinical outcome. Surf to our show notes for links. Acute inflammation normally resolves by mechanisms that have remained somewhat elusive. A 2005 study published in the journal Nature Immunology proposes that emerging evidence now suggests that an active coordinated program of resolution initiates in the first few hours after an inflammatory response begins. After entering tissues, granulocytes promote the switch of arachidonic acid-derived prostaglandins and leukotrienes to lipoxins, L-I-P-O-X-I-N-S, which initiate the termination sequence. Neutrophil recruitment thus ceases and programmed death by apoptosis is engaged. These events coincide with the biosynthesis from omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids of resolvins and protectins, which critically shorten the period of neutrophil infiltration by initiating apoptosis. Consequently, apoptotic neutrophils undergo phagocytosis by macrophages, leading to neutrophil clearance and release of anti-inflammatory and reparative cytokines, such as transforming growth factor beta-1. The anti-inflammatory program ends and the departure of macrophages through the lymphatics. Understanding these and further details of the mechanism required for inflammatory resolution may underpin the development of treatment options that can resolve inflammatory processes in directed and controlled ways. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote. Imagine your life is perfect in every respect. What would it look like? For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.